Ryan.
I don't think many people saw that result coming. What a performance from the Broncos.
Yeah, I think Endo was quietly confident. You know, he'd made the big decision to have a run around himself, which gave us an element of control in the game. I thought we started the game really, really well, which we probably haven't been doing on previous occasions. And I think we grew. You know, we stayed tough and stayed strong where previously we hadn't been. The reflection for me is that it's all down to, you know, they practiced well for the last 2 weeks. There's a bit purpose to their practice, and Hendo's done a great job.
He said before the game, Andrew, that it'd either be an epic fail or a coaching masterstroke. It's got to go down as a masterstroke, hasn't it?
Yeah, he'd be picking himself up as a player now as well, won't he? So I'll bring him down to earth, don't worry. But he gave us that element of control that we've been lacking, you know, in relation to what we've been doing and what we haven't been doing. But everybody else rocked up as well. You know, the three young 18-year-old London kids on the bench that came and had a big part to play in the game. And so we didn't lose too much control when we changed things, which was good. But I'm delighted for Hendo. He's worked really, really hard these last 2 weeks to turn around what's been a bit of a stop-start season.
A real mix, like you said, experience in the front row today. The likes of Thackeray and Lovegrove really led from the front that opening 20 minutes.
I thought Reece Lovegrove initially was outstanding, and I thought Jamie Thackeray had a couple of really challenging runs for the Sheffield defence. But they're a team that won't ever go away. You know, Tubby coaches them well at Sheffield, and to put a scoreline like that on such a proficient team is very, very pleasing. But you know, at the end of the day, we've got to do it more than once.
Yeah, two young halfbacks. How do you feel they went?
Yeah, very good. Gilmore's been pretty good all year. I like Gilmore. I think he's a good player. Oscar Thomas has been in and out, and we saw the better side of him today. I think he's got, you know, he could be anything he wants to be, but that's his decision. So he needs to make that decision, and I think he can.
And as an experienced coach yourself, the game seemingly over and done with 20 minutes left, but what about the passion and effort in defence at the end? They didn't want to let Sheffield in again.
Well, that's important. The people that don't watch the game say, well, there's only, you know, 20 minutes to the 40 points or whatever it was. It's going to come games when you're only a point ahead, or you're 4 points behind or 6 points behind. You're going to have to defend your chalk with that kind of intensity. So, and we didn't do that last previous two occasions, and we did today, which is absolutely the pleasing aspect, because if they can do it when there's nothing on the line, it shows they can do it when there's everything on the line.
And what about now for the rest of the season? Is this a springboard for the team? Have they set themselves a standard now?
Well, you'd hope so. You know, there are a lot of adversity in and amongst, you know, losing the coach and losing four or five top line players through long term injuries. It's never good for any team, so you have to find a way forward. You have to find an answer and some solutions. I thought we did today. So, you know, it's a blueprint, but I'm sure we've had blueprints before.
How are you finding it at London?
Yeah, it's good. I've always been a fan of London Rugby League, and, you know, helping Hendo's the pleasing thing for me. If he lets me get out on that coaching field, I swamp him. So I just tip him up. This is what you need to be doing. But on the back of his hard work, this, you know, this result's come out today.